37.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Welcome to hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about anything. We're live here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so stay tuned, stay on board with us, and join the fun at 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. Whatever it is that's on your mind, we want you to talk about it, whether it be personal or political. 1-800-259-9231. The call screening process, so simple, so light, so easy. Describe it, Manwich.
All you do is call in. We ask your name. You don't actually have to tell the truth. Some people don't. We ask you where you're from. We really wish you'd tell the truth here because we kind of track these things.
No, we're not tracking you, per se, but where our listeners are.
We'd like to know where our listeners are. What you want to talk about probably should be accurate there, but people have actually changed their minds. And,
well, sure, we could have a really great call, and then the guy on hold just has to comment on it. That's okay. It's your show. You talk about what you want.
It's true. And we also ask what means you're listening.
Yeah, are you on the internet? Are you listening on a radio station like KCXL or WBCR? How are you listening to the show?
Big C-band satellite?
Yeah. Exactly. There's several different options for you. In fact, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Not only can you tune in live there, but you can also get the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show, all there for you. On the house, the bulletin board system with over 225 users just had a fresh sign up here within the past hour. In fact, we got an email from him, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We did this email because it's really quick. He says he's a new listener. He says, hey, guys, just heard your show on the C-band feed. He says, sounds cool. And that way I have something cool to listen to. Oh, and keep up the wonderful talk. Oh, and by the way, little breasts are great as well because more than a handful is a waste. 73 Daniel in Virginia. 73 is a radio thing.
73 is a radio thing?
Yeah, he's obviously a ham, a ham operator, an amateur radio operator. Uh-huh. And that's kind of their, see ya, sort of. That's what ham operators say. They say, 73s.
Didn't you used to do this somehow?
I was never a ham operator. I was a CB.
I don't know the difference. I just don't know the
poor man's ham.
Okay.
No, there's to become an amateur radio operator, you have to pass FCC tests.
Okay.
Citizens band, pretty much unregulated. They regulate where the band is. They regulate the maximum wattage and a few other things about it. But for the most part, the FCC stays away from the citizens band.
So can the citizens band, can you say any words you want to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you say any words you want on ham?
I don't know about that.
Wave or whatever?
I don't know about that. That's a good question. It'd be a good question for an amateur radio operator. 1-800-259-9231.
Now, but on the regular radio, obviously, there's words and circumstances you can't just
certain
talk
things,
about.
Yeah, well, you can say the words. And again, from time to time, some punk kid might get on the air and say something dirty. But we didn't intend for that to happen. We move on we drop the call. We move on with our show. We don't focus on that one word. Mm-hmm. We don't say, oh, do you hear what he just said? He just said F. Oh, mm-hmm. F you. Well, F this and F that. That's pandering. That's where you're trying to attract that low-end listener or whatever. You're pandering to the lowest common denominator. The FCC doesn't like that, and that's what's banned. Not the F word, but the overuse of it. The use for effect. The use for getting people shocked.
Yes.
Shock jocks. Well, and we don't qualify.
That you won't get the best level of listener if you just happen to say it accidentally. You know, if the F word goes on your show a lot, you're not going to get a very high quality.
No, that's true.
Listener,
you're right about that.
I personally don't believe it should be said on the radio. It's too.
That's a dirty
radios,
word.
Radios are too accessible to the general public.
Are you talking about protecting kids from the F word?
I'm telling you that some people don't like that kind of language used around.
Turn
their
it
children.
Off.
I understand.
Take the radio out of your car. Put in a CD.
Oh, geez.
Control your kids' listening and viewing habits, because if you can't do it...
If you want to listen to a show that has that, go on Sirius, go on XM.
Why can't I just tune over to a station like that? Not that I do. Again, I don't listen to those shows. But why can't I? Why can't I? Why can't that be on the air? Why can't you take some damn responsibility, Manwich?
Well, why can't you just put pictures of naked women on the side of your truck and drive it around?
Why not? I think it's a fine idea.
That's because you're a jerk.
What about the
and your ideas are crazy?
What about the truckers with the chick flaps?
What is a chick flap?
The flaps on their tires.
You're talking
that's
about
sexually
the,
suggestive.
It's it's certainly walking a line. Mm-hmm. And then there's the old "it s happens" bumper stickers and all that stuff.
Right.
Which I
should that be banned?
Should it be banned?
Yeah.
I think that it's very classless.
Mm.
And I think that those people might be subjected to a butt-whooping by an angry father in some
parking
lot.
Then that should be the risk that they take. Not necessarily that they should be thrown in jail, but that an angry father might give them a butt-whooping.
I'm just making it clear. But there is licensing that comes with radio stations, and if you want to protect that licensing, I feel like you should not talk about those things on the air.
Because you want to protect the children. That's what it's all about. It's always all of the infringements on our liberties.
Look,
these days seem to come
from our air. It belongs to everybody.
In which case, how can you tell me what to do and what to say? Who are you? And who put you in charge? And why is it that you know best? Why is it that the FCC bureaucrats know best what can and can't be said?
There's just a bunch of words.
Did Jesus Christ himself imbue them with the ultimate knowledge of what is right and what is wrong and what should not be said for those virgin ears out there? Hey, parents, I got news for you. If your kid's in third grade, he's probably heard all the dirty words already and probably said them a few times himself. I remember when I was in third grade, I pretty much knew the basics at that point.
I think I probably did, too.
I don't think I knew.
And I went to a Christian school.
I don't think I knew what the C word was, but, I mean, there was some words that were still out of my vocabulary. But for the most part, I was totally in the loop, shall we say. And that's just because I was around other kids, not because I picked it up on Howard Stern or anything like that.
No, yeah.
That's because I'm around other kids and other kids' parents at home. My parents didn't do this. My parents made a point of not cursing around the house. I could probably count on one hand the number of times my mother said a dirty word.
I can. I absolutely can. And there was no times before I was 12.
But that said, for all the times that my mom didn't curse, there's parents at home that just let fly.
Yeah.
Burn their hand on the stove, wah! And they just let it fly, and so their kids absorb that, they bring it to school, and spread it around. So, and you made the point that it even happened at the Christian school. So it's really
actually,
just
it happened
feudal.
In the neighborhood
it's
around.
Really just feudal, this battle that the Parents Television Council is fighting, and you're fighting, Manwich, this war against profanity, this war against obscenity and
indecency. I just don't think you should say dirty words on the radio. That's not a war against anything.
I don't think, well, let me
it's a set of standards that people can operate by. It's a set of clear rules by which you can conduct yourself. It is not some feudal war.
Let me say, I agree with you that those words shouldn't be said on the air. That's why I don't say them, because I don't think that it makes me sound as intelligent as I could sound if I didn't say them. Because I think that people who use those words are substituting them for descriptive words, for verbs, for adjectives, for those words can be plugged in pretty much anywhere into your vocabulary, but it just shows that you're not really thinking about what it is you're saying. You're just
right.
Spewing a bunch
it's
of
like,
filth.
It's like,
Right. So I agree with you 100%, but that doesn't mean I don't support those people's rights to say those things and for people to listen to those things. It seems to me that you're walking lockstep in this moral majority.
Oh, I'm
they
walking lockstep.
They know what's
the moral
right.
Majority.
They know what should be said and what shouldn't. They want to protect the children. The whole idea of protecting your kids from the F word or these other four-letter words, people, they're just words, okay? They have certain connotations because society has applied those connotations to them. If they're overused enough, those connotations will go away. And then probably people will stop using them because they'll be so old and so outdated and antiquated. And then, of course, there'll be new, at that point, then there'll be new curse words, you know, the new things you can't say. Why can't you say them? They're just words. They're just letters combined together. I don't understand what this puritanical belief is that this country has, and I haven't even talked about sex yet. That's a whole other issue. We'll get to that unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can take control, bring up anything, whether it be political or personal, anything that might happen to be on your mind. We are here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. I am just going off on this puritanical society that we live in. This country was founded by Puritans, and clearly they're still all over the place. They're so afraid of dirty words. They're so afraid of sex. And it just really irks me, because these people, if that's the way you want to be with your family and your life, that's your problem. I mean, that's your prerogative. You can be that way. Don't try and tell me what I can watch and what I can't watch and what I can listen to and what I can't listen
to. They're not telling you, man. All
they
you have to do is go out and get cable. All you have to do is get XM radio. If you want to hear dirty words, you should have to pay for that, because it's family stuff that this country's built around. I'm sorry. You have no leg to stand on. It's stupid to be able to say the F word on the radio.
What is unfamily about sex? If it wasn't for sex, you wouldn't have any damn families.
I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about profanity.
I am talking about sex. because that's what these people have a problem with. That's why these guys are getting indecency.
I guess I'm talking about vulgarity, actually. Not
Manwich, let me make this clear. Every single indecency or obscenity fine that I've ever seen levied against a radio station has been for sexual content. Now and then there's some excretory content, but for the most part, it's sexual. In fact, you really can't violate FCC law by saying curse words. You really can't. It's all about sex and being too explicit in describing the acts and that sort of thing. We're not doing that. We're not going to do that on this show because this is not the kind of show this is. We're an issues-based show, so we're talking about the issue of why can't you let these dirty rock jocks say these things? Go ahead, tune out. Don't listen. Call the advertisers. Tell them you don't like it. That's going to have an effect. The FCC fining the radio station just enriches the FCC, doesn't do anything.
I can certainly concur with that. That getting the FCC involved doesn't really matter. But I think that the FCC should be there for the standards.
The standards were set by people who are afraid of talking about sex. People who... This whole thing, the Janet Jackson episode during the Super Bowl. Oh, no! She flashed a breast! A breast, a mammary! Something that every woman in the world has! That's all it is. Let's go to the phone. Skyler in Sarasota, you're on Free Talk Live.
Here it comes.
Hey. Oh, you knew I was going to call in.
I knew you had to call in.
Man, what are you calling? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling through the internet.
I'm shocked at how good it sounds.
Yeah?
Is this VoIP, voice over IP?
That it is. It is my Vonage soft phone.
I didn't realize that a telephone line could provide this kind of a connection. I mean, what I mean by that is you've obviously got a microphone hooked up to your computer, and it's bringing in more of your voice than your usual phone handset, but I didn't realize that the phone line could transmit, because to me it sounds like his voice is more full than a normal phone call.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I've also got my voice going through a compressor as well, because I've got all my internet radio stuff hooked up.
Very good.
I'm sort of like the modern the new wave ham operator.
Yeah, there you go.
You're an internet dork is what you are.
Yeah, right. I don't say 73, I say later.
Yeah. So what's on your mind tonight, Skyler?
Well, I wanted to call in and ask Manwich there. Yeah, of course you knew I was going to call in about this. I called in last time you guys talked about this.
Okay.
And you're still wrong. What's so special about radio? I can call up your kids if I want to, and I can swear at them through the phone. I could pull out a megaphone and start swearing at them. I could write swears on the side of my car at them. I can hand them notes with swears on them. But what's so special about radio?
You know, the difference there, before he answers that, the difference there...
I have no answer. I'm lost.
The difference between those examples you gave, Skyler, is you're targeting the kids. You're going after Manwich's kids. Where's the rock jocks? They just want to do a show and have people listen. That's all.
You know, and the other point I've got to bring up about that also is that, you know, they don't have those laws over in Britain, and Britain's doing fine.
They don't have any laws about what you can say on BBC One, BBC Two?
I don't know about BBC One or BBC Two, but I do know that they are allowed to swear all over the place and say pretty much whatever they want on a lot of the radio stations over there.
Uh-huh. Well, I think
and
that part of
do
it...
do so freely.
And are all the radio shows over there dirty, or are
there... sure they're not.
Just a few of them.
No, of course not. I mean, right. it loses its novelty.
I'm
just
also
like it loses its novelty when you listen to XM. You know, I listen to one of my favorite radio shows is one of the shows where these guys have gotten fired over and over and over again for the things that they have done. And to listen to them on XM, I mean, at first I was like, whoa, this is a little weird to hear them be able to speak and say whatever they want. But, it loses meaning. I mean, the swear words hold no real value. And
there is no
really
razor's
matter.
Edge. There's no razor's edge to walk along. So, therefore, they're not as interesting.
It's not as exciting.
But they still speak the exact same way they always have. It's like they haven't changed the way they speak at all. And yet the swears, you know, and if we got rid of the swears wouldn't hold the value that they do. People wouldn't care about the swears. They can't.
Yeah.
Agreeing with you. Now Manwich is agreeing. He's nodding his head. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's some proof there. I still don't think that they should say dirty words on the radio.
But, okay, you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right. They shouldn't say dirty words on the radio because there shouldn't be any dirty words. Because if those words were gone... If that distinction were gone, there wouldn't be any more dirty words.
He's
you
got
know,
you.
Dirty
now,
words are, dirty words. Are, dirty words implies that there are dirty thoughts. Because that's what language represents. It represents thought. And what you're basically saying is that, oh, you shouldn't have access to that thought.
I don't know if I think I want to have you have access to that thought or not. I think that it has more to do with...
It is. It's about restricting what children can think about.
Well, sure, you're allowed to restrict what your children think about. It's my job for 18 years to
you can
mold
try.
And shape, to rear that child.
You're fooling yourself, dude, if you really think that your efforts are even bearing fruit. I mean, think about it. Have you ever met a preacher's kid?
Have I ever met a preacher's kid? Many of them. I went to a Christian school.
What would you have to say? It's just a general statement about preacher's kids. What do you have to say about them?
I know where you're going with this.
Usually they're little snots.
Usually they're the worst, most obnoxious kids in the church. Usually they're the first kids to have sex outside of marriage. Usually they're bad kids, and that's because they're trying to be forced. Their parents are force feeding them this sick morality that's It's forcing them to go the other direction.
I don't know. Speaking of that morality in churches, I mean, the real reason why I wanted to call in was also to, I wanted to hijack the show a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'm really surprised that you guys haven't brought this up. And, you know, speaking of preachers and all that, you know, I want to know, you know, why, speaking of morality, God decided to smite 60,000 Asian people. That's what I really want to know.
Oh, it's part of God's plan. Don't you know anything, Skyler?
Listen,
he had
the
a
Bible
plan
says
for every
the,
one of those 60,000
The Bible
people.
Says the rain falls on the just and the wicked. It just happens. It just happens.
It just happens. That's your
God
explanation.
God didn't plan to start a bunch of Asian to strike a bunch of Asian people any more than he wanted to kill gay people when he put an earthquake in San Francisco. It just happens.
If you've got another comment, Skyler, hang on.
That's
we'll let you make it. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. That's right. You can literally bring up anything on this show, whether it be political or personal. We're here for you. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You call in, and our phone screener, Bob, will very quickly screen your call. Put you on the air. Anything goes, whether it be personal or political. Before we were rushed off to the last break, Skyler was on the line, and he made the he asked the quick question about what happened in the Orient last. Was it yesterday that that went down, the tidal wave?
I think it was.
The earthquake?
It's that international dateline
tsunami
thing and how far away it is, you know, kind of screws with things.
Well, recently, 60,000 people have perished over there, and they're expecting another 60,000 to perish as a result of the diseases from this. And, of course, it's a horrible, horrible accident, horrible Mother Earth killing sort of
tragedy, I think.
Tragedy.
Probably.
And he asked the question of, well, why did God do that sort of thing? And, of course, everybody always asks those questions after any sort of tragedy, and plenty of people lose their faith, but I think an equal amount of people, for some magical reason, find their faith during a number of these occurrences. Personally, obviously, he was just playing a little word game. He just wanted to kind of get people thinking about that. And I've heard the excuses from religious types before, that God has a plan for everybody, or as you said, it just happens. He doesn't control that kind of
yes,
thing.
But I quoted scripture to be able
he's
to,
not,
I mean, this isn't just an explanation.
He's not looking out for everybody necessarily. I don't know. And I don't care. 1-800-259-9231. I like talking about some other issues. In fact, where were we, man? Should we finally finish that top 100?
We were talking about the FCC and
that
kind of
thing. We've been so all over the
place.
Speaking
of which, Daniel in Virginia wanted to mention that, in fact...
New listener, Daniel.
He is a new listener. He's a ham radio operator, and he is bound by the same sort of... guidelines that the National Association of Broadcasters is also bound by. So.
Actually, it's probably much more more so for him. I've done a little bit of research on it. I know mm-hmm. every time they get on the radio, they have to give their little call sign. Like every time you want to go on and say something, you have to say, this is KZX-12. Or whatever, I don't know what their call letters are, but it's always a K something or a W something.
Right.
And you have to identify yourself by number.
Well, he's in Virginia, so he'd be a W, right?
I guess, yeah. Unlike CB radio, where you just key up and, breaker, breaker, how about it there, old
River
Yankee,
Duff?
Or something like that. Got your 20, got your ears on, hello? I used to do that stuff all the time as a kid. Good times. 1-800-259-92. Who would have known that I would have ended up with a syndicated worldwide radio show like this, right? 1-800-259-9231. Anything
Silly.
Goes, whether it be personal or political.
So I got an article that
you have
since you, we've pretty much exhausted the FCC.
We have.
Okay.
I'm tired of it.
Bush's economic strategy.
Yes.
Government spending.
Whatever that means.
I think that
man has a strategy.
I think presidents in general are given too much credit and or blame for the economy in
Agreed.
General.
100%. They're just the president. They don't control the economy. They can affect some of it.
I heard an analogy one time, which I thought is great. It's kind of like to say how the president handled the economy is kind of like saying how the bull rider handled the bull.
It's a good point.
You know, I mean, he's just a guy jumping on top.
The president can sign laws that hamper the economy. Mm-hmm. The president could veto laws that hampered the economy, but this particular president doesn't seem
a
to know what a veto
can stab
is.
A bull in the ribs with his spurs.
Right. This particular president doesn't seem to know what a veto is because he's never opted to use it.
Never seen a veto. Yeah. You know, after reading this, And this is written in a negative light towards Bush, but reading this, I hear some things I like, and I don't want to say as many bad things about old Georgie. But
really?
Anyway,
let's see if I have anything bad to say about him.
I'll bet you do.
All right.
The government spending in the last 3 years of the Bush administration averaged 19.3%. There's a lot of numbers in this article, but they're important ones.
The government spending what?
19.3% of the gross domestic product, and that was in
the federal government spending.
Right. That was the first 3 years of the Bush administration.
Got it.
Okay,
that's a 20% drain on the economy, right?
Just about 20%.
That's a 1/5 of our economy. That's huge. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the 30 years before Bush took office, there were exactly 2 years when spending was lower than that. During the years 1995 through 2002, that's kind of like the last part of Clinton and first part of Bush, when the deficit was disappearing, spending averaged 19.45% of the gross domestic product. So still, you know, it was still that 20% range.
Uh-huh.
Spending over the past 3 years has not been the problem. The problem with our government's finances is on the revenue side. By this standard, Bush is the most radical president this country has seen in more than 50 years.
I don't get it.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
You make a statement like that and you follow it up with facts. That's what this author is doing. The tax revenue brought into the federal government in 2003 amounted to 16.5% of the domestic product. That's a full 3% less than the several years before of the gross domestic product. Okay? That means that the nation is producing more money. We're making more money. The taxes are a lower percentage of the amount of money that's being produced inside the nation. Okay, this is the lowest figure in more than 40 years. That's a low figure, 16.5%. Even with an improving economy, federal revenue is projected to fall to 15.7, so it's going to go down almost another point. That's this year. This is the lowest number in 50 years. The revenue drought is the result of historic drops in both individual and corporate tax receipts. Okay, did you hear that? It's a result of
historic drops
in individual and corporate tax receipts.
Receipts.
That means collections.
Okay.
We're collecting. Give me 1 second here.
Collecting less taxes. Is that what you're telling me? That's crap, dude. Crap. Do you feel like you're being taxed less?
We're collecting less. I've been taxed less.
Well, somebody else out there is paying more taxes to make up for it, if that's really true. Because I sure as hell don't feel that way.
I don't think it's...
I see the taxes going up everywhere.
This, in fact, is... this has been reported on in several locations. This isn't new. These numbers are so. That's so. We are paying less in taxes right now, man. I'm not saying that it won't go up. I'm not saying that he's not spending. It's not what he's spending. We're not talking about what he's spending. I'm just talking about what he's collecting, okay?
Okay, you're being dishonest because and maybe you don't know it. Because right now, the amount of money the government is spending, the amount of taxes that they're collecting and spending is up. George W. Bush has increased the size and expense of government at greater rates than even Bill Clinton possibly could. They're pulling in. So what if the economy is doing a little bit better? If the economy is doing this much better and the taxes are still at the same level, that doesn't mean we're being taxed less. The taxes are still at the same level or possibly going up. Just because it hasn't caught up with the economy yet doesn't mean that George Bush is a small government conservative.
Wait, no, I'm not saying that he's a small government
conservative. What are you saying?
It sounds like
you're backing him up.
I'm backing him up to an extent.
He's a scumbag.
I'm not done.
Big government thug.
Let me make this point.
The
economy is not as good as it was under Clinton at one point. Okay, so the economy is pretty good. And Bush is spending more than any other president has spent in history.
Right.
But he's not taxing us quite as much. So what's he doing? He's spending on the credit card.
He's creating a deficit, right?
He's creating a deficit.
Meaning somebody's going to have to pay that back someday.
If they could, they could. But either way, I don't really care as long as my taxes are low. Now, because you can never, you know, what are you going to do, raise my taxes for the future? I want my taxes low.
So the old axiom holds true that Democrats tax and spend and Republicans deficit and spend, right?
It appears to be the case. I do like the idea of the lower tax cuts. But anyways.
There have been no tax cuts. It's been a farce. It's been a joke
on
you.
There have been tax cuts.
They fooled you, man. Which 1-800-259-9231. Government is bigger, more intrusive, and more expensive than ever. It doesn't matter if the economy happens to be a little bit more popular than the taxes at any given moment. 1-800-259-9231. You want to comment? Dial in. You want to change the topic? Do it. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're here for you. We want to hear from you. Anything goes, whether it be personal or political or rant you just want to get off your chest. Do it. Call us up at 800-259-9231. We'll put you on the airwaves on this worldwide broadcast of ours. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on the air. Mark emails us. And by the way, log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on our bulletin board system with over 225 users, actually over 2,000 posts. The archive section, and check out the newest Shriner, our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member, Samantha, is on there. Check it out. Log on at freetalklive.com. And ladies, we want you to be a part of the Shrine, so get the details there. For free at freetalklive.com. Mark emails, he says, free speech is fine and all, but its purpose was to keep government in check, not to allow perverted clowns on the radio to help destroy the American family and moral reputation. You know,
it's going to have to be you that defends that, because I am. You got nothing to say?
You agree with that statement?
Right? I don't disagree. You know, I know that the First Amendment was written to protect unpopular speech. It's kind of the
correct
stance I take on that. At the same time, I think that people can take it too far, you know? It's just a bunch of dirty talk.
The idea that you can take the First Amendment too far is accepting the idea that there is some sort of boundary to free speech, and therefore you're accepting control, you're accepting the abolishment of the First Amendment. But with that statement, right there, you just said, well, there's some limits. No, there shouldn't be limits. The only limits that should be imposed should be the free market. Now then, if Mark lives in a community, and the FCC, by the way, judges its decisions on based on community standards.
Absolutely.
Whatever that means. I don't know if they're talking about the community of America, the community of Tampa Bay, the community of the people that listen to the radio station that offended a certain individual. I'm not sure what that means, and I don't think the FCC really is either.
But they do, in fact, claim in their little guidebooks to radio stardom that they judge these things based on community standards.
Right. Again, whatever that means. So, Mark, if you live in an area of the country, say Utah, where people are really family-minded, and in fact, some of them like having more than one wife, and you know they're really into the family there. And most of the community, most of the community feels that way. And you've got a perverted clown on the radio talking his trash, and you don't like it. Don't go crying to the government. Boo hoo! There's somebody naughty on the radio. Call the management. Let them know you're never going to listen to their radio station again. And call all your family-friendly friends. And tell them to call the management and let them know that if they don't silence this shock jock, whoever it might be, that you're going to stop listening to their radio station. And if that person, doesn't get thrown off the airwaves, then go ahead and call all the advertisers as well. And if you still aren't successful, then it's obviously the case that maybe you're not the majority in that particular area. Maybe that radio station has had enough calls from people that support that show. The
well,
advertisers
suppose I
know.
Call the local radio station that carries Howard Stern,
mm-hmm.
and I say, I just don't like that Howard Stern guy. I've had enough of him painting girls' boobies blue on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Even though I can't see it, I can imagine what he's talking about with girls' blue boobies.
Right? Okay.
And then, you know, all the other silly stuff he does with excrement and human
uh-huh.
waste. I've just had it.
Right.
I want you to take Howard Stern off your air, Mr. Rock and Roll Station guy.
Program director.
Ever.
Uh-huh. Right.
Do it now. And I just don't think if I get me and Mama and the kids to call in, you know, like and all my friends.
You'd have to get more than you and your Mama to call in. It would have to be an overwhelming outpouring of hatred by the community against this particular show, because that's going to show management that they might want to make a change, otherwise their advertising revenue might suffer.
I think the only thing management cares about is ratings.
Right, and if the ratings go down, then the guy will get thrown off the air. But if people are listening, it shows that people are demanding that kind of a product, because if there wasn't a demand for it, then that guy wouldn't be on the air. If there wasn't a demand for
you
this
know,
show, we wouldn't be on the air. For
why do they
like
not
us.
Have you know, with street side you know, coin operated porn vending machines?
You know, that's a hell of an idea. You just might have stumbled across a great idea.
I'm asking you a question. Why do they not have it? Because it's indecent and you don't want that stuff right on the corner. I mean, have it someplace where you can go.
Well, what corner are you talking about? Because theoretically, somebody owns that corner.
Street and 301.
Theoretically, somebody owns that corner. I don't think that there are any laws on the books, man, which that prohibit coin-operated porn vending machines. I don't think there's any such law. Okay, but the reason why those aren't out there is because most corners in this world are owned by somebody. It's usually let's say it's a strip mall. The guy who owns the strip mall also owns the land that the strip mall's on, and he doesn't want to have that sort of thing associated with his property, with the businesses that are renting in his strip mall. And so, therefore, he would never allow some sort of porn vending operator to set up his vending machine there. It doesn't matter what kind of a cut the vending machine operator was willing to give the landowner. That is something that doesn't exist because the free market says it shouldn't exist. Because most people in this country don't want that kind of stuff. If most people in this country or these certain areas where these shock jock shows are didn't want it, they wouldn't be on the air. You people that are these moralists, you're fighting a losing battle. The more stink that you raise about these kind of people, the more attention they get. We wouldn't know who this jackball in Missouri was. Johnny Dare. We wouldn't know his name if it wasn't for this particular news article, this particular fine being levied by the FCC. This guy just probably got a syndicated gig because of this move.
Hey, I want you to know you agree with Rush Limbaugh. He believes the same thing.
1-800-259-FCC
regulations.
Good. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The free market should decide, and you're part of that. This is your show. Take control of Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit SeaMineral.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we've got time to slip in your phone call. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Personal, political, whatever it is that might be on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And log on, get interactive, get on our bulletin board system with the over 220 other users there, the 2,000 posts for you to read through. So much to do on there. Check it out. Log on to freetalklive.com. The archives, 6 days worth of the show, all there for you. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the lovely new Samantha up there for you to take a look at, although it is not a beauty contest. You can check that out, though, at freetalklive.com. Manwich, any comments on anything else tonight? Anything you haven't gotten to say that you really wanted to? Because we've been all over the map, and we've talked about everything from cleaning out your house to sex.
Well, we haven't really talked about sex. We've talked about profanity and
right.
Vulgarity on the airwaves. For instance, Johnny Dare, who...
Johnny Dare!
Johnny Dare down in, the morning. In Kansas City, Missouri. He gets fined $200,000 by the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I think that that's too extreme of a fine, but at the same time, I don't think
$20 is not enough.
Right. I don't support the fine. I just don't think he should be saying dirty words on the air. And but he wasn't actually saying dirty words on the air. He was doing interviews, and I guess I feel like if they walk the line close enough, it's good. It's okay with me. But if
the content's still there. But the explicit content is still there. The talk about sex is still there. Just because they use interchangeable terms for the offensive ones doesn't make the content any less adult. I mean, is it the adult content that you disagree with, or the explicity of it all?
I think that Skyler said it best when he said, "What's so special about radio?" And I really think that radio is special to me. I think that there are words that you shouldn't say on broadcast mediums.
So don't say them.
Cable mediums are fine.
So set a good example and don't say them, and maybe your show, maybe this show, will get better ratings than Johnny Dare. And that's the ultimate test. The ultimate test is the market and what the market wants. Some people in that market want to listen to some filth. Go ahead, let them listen. It's their minds, it's their lives. Why can't they listen to it? Your children are not going to be protected even if there was this magical cleansing button. Even if there's this magical button that you could just press and make all the nasty shock jocks go away and stop talking about sex and stop using profanities and vulgarities. Even if tomorrow morning Howard Stern and all the rest of them had heart attacks and they no longer existed anymore, that would not protect your kids from experiencing this stuff. Because it's not going to stop the kid from bringing the Playboy magazine to school and showing it to your son. It's not going to stop the kids from talking dirty about or to your daughter at school. It's not going to stop human nature. It's not going to stop any of this. Sex is always going to be out there. Profanity is always going to be there unless, like our caller Skyler earlier said, people keep using the profanities, in which case they lose their meaning completely because they're not profane anymore. If they're not banned, then they're not as bad, and they get boring. People won't use them anymore. It's so frustrating. 1-800-259-9231 has been the number, but you're out of time for tonight. We're on six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so we'll see you tomorrow night at 7. And don't forget about our Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us online. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we'll see you then. freetalklive.com.
U.S. Gold.